Hi, Claptrap. Welcome to Border Reactivators.
Welcome to Reactivators, the podcast where we review video games from inside video games. Every week on the show, we bring a guest into the Reactivator. We give them an opportunity to see one of their favorite video games from a new perspective. I'm your host, the COD King, Nick Banana Costanza. Joining me as always, the Kevin Hart to my Kate Blanchett, the Moss Man, baby Tyler Schnupp.
Okay, wow, it's all different today, huh? What was the thing you did up top?
It was Claptrap, Jack Black's character from Borderlands, the movie.
Not Brutal Legend. Jack Black from Brutal Legend, right?
Yeah, I know. He's in another video game now.
Now.
Jack Black from Kung Fu Panda, the video game based on the movie Kung Fu Panda.
That's true.
That's right.
Well, actually, it's not his voice. They actually got
Tom
Hanks's brother.
I was about to say, I'm probably overreaching. Wow.
Fun times were had by all. Tyler.
Yeah.
You excited for the Borderlands movie?
No, I'm not. I didn't know about it. And that's why, not because I was being rude.
You should watch the trailer. It's interesting because, first off, let me caveat this by saying it's going to be bad. There's no way around it. But if it weren't for the casting, I would think for a video game movie, that looks kind of all right. But the casting makes no sense. Lilith, the young goth girl with the SMGs from the first one, she's being played by 60-year-old Kate Blanchett. Roland, the giant.
No need to say her age.
Giant, sorry, 60-year-old Lady Tar.
Thank you. That's fine.
And Kevin Hart is playing the soldier who's like super big and beefy and built. He's like 3'1".
Yeah, and that's probably the bit, right?
Doesn't seem like it.
No,
I mean, that was the bit in the Jumanji movies where that's the whole point, is like someone tough is playing as a Kevin Hart character or something. Like,
do you think it's Jumanji?
Isn't it like the
Nick?
Tough Billy Kid? Mm-hmm.
Well, Jack Black was in those, so it's possible that Jack Black ended up in Claptrap somehow.
Ah,
that's cool. I actually like that. My new headcanon. Baby Tyler, how's games?
Well, you forgot to say my other nickname, which is, of course, Foul Tarnished, because I'm playing Elden Ring, baby.
Oh, cool.
Don't do that.
Let me feign interest in this for a minute.
Well,
the most popular game of all time.
Okay. Well, you'll be happy to know that last time I revealed that I found the Berserk sword that Guts has. Big, huge sword. And my guy was too weak to wield it. So when he would try to use it, he would fall over. Because he was a baby at that point, but now he's super strong and he can wield it and he can throw it around and it's actually really cool.
He can throw it around?
Yeah, he can throw that thing around like it's nothing.
Hey, I'm proud of you, sport.
Feigned interest.
It's more than I get for freaking Call of Duty.
Yeah, well, that's a bad game.
I'll show you anything. I'm not going to talk about Call of Duty. Sorry.
Stop fighting.
Our baby's sleeping in the other room, Tyler.
I don't know what that means, but how's games for you?
Games is good. Thank you for asking. I downloaded Star Wars Battlefront 2 on Steam, and wouldn't you know it, a remastered collection is coming out in 2 weeks. The first and second game. I'm very excited about it.
Space Can I get missions. Some points for playing Elden Ring a week before they announce the DLC?
You know what? You do. You do get points. I feel like you picked a really opportune time to get back into it.
After midnight points after midnight points.
I'll try that in English this time.
Well, what's the new one called? It's like
I think it is after midnight. isn't it at midnight because it was the whole social media thing?
Yeah,
that's
it
right.
Was
it's
at...
after midnight.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
which makes sorry,
you're trying to go to Discovery Zone with Chuck E. Cheese tokens right now. It's not going to transfer, bud.
It's true. And as my as a friend of the show Tanner Hodgson pointed out, it doesn't really work. It's not at for midnight.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Is the symbol of it still the at symbol that as the A?
Interesting.
That doesn't so. Make that don't
That's
make
just
no sense.
Work. No.
Atsfurter. Maybe we should call it that.
What a hashtag Struffy.
New segment idea.
Okay. Well, you stole it from me. Let it be.
And now it's time to bring in our guest, a wonderful returning guest, all-timer guest, Tyler. We got a filmmaker, writer, Michael Hearn. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me back. It's been a bit.
Hearn, I think you came up on the show fairly recently because did one of us, Tyler or I, did we have you for Secret Santa? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, you gifted me. I even have it with me here. The Lego Shadow the Hedgehog set that has Shadow the Hedgehog, his Hog, as in his motorbike, and then the thing that he breaks out of that can like pop open, which is pretty nifty. The like encapsulated thing.
Damn.
It's pretty cool. I told you like my only ever real Lego collection thing in the household was me and Kelsey have one that I got her for Christmas of the Friends set. So I did a crossover with Shadow the Hedgehog and all the Friends. So
well.
That's someone's multiverse now that either way.
Maria.
Yeah, it was that was a gunshot.
Yeah. Someone told you life was trying to be that way. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang. Yeah, that's it. That's correct.
That's fun. That's good, clean fun.
Good stuff.
Michael Hearn, it's been a minute since we've checked in. How's games?
It is. Games are good. I'm quite unemployed, so it's been a good distraction. I've been playing a lot of Game Pass stuff, including a game we're going to talk about later. Also playing Like a Dragon Gaiden, which is the little gap between Yakuza Like a Dragon and Yakuza Infinite Wealth, even though I haven't beaten Like a Dragon, and I'm probably not going to buy Infinite Wealth because I am quite finite on wealth right now. So I'm just enjoying a free game, a free like bite-sized Yakuza game where you can run around and do stuff in it. It's pretty fun.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I don't play Yakuza.
You should get into them. They're good. Good, clean, fun.
How do these games play?
They play pretty well. Like a Dragon is the one that's more of an offset RPG style, turn-based, and it's all a callback to this idea that in this guy's head, he's like a Dragon Quest character, and so he does things Dragon Quest style, including fighting. But the rest are like more fluid fighting games, pretty easygoing. Yakuza Zero is kind of the one that got me into this whole thing, and I still probably, that's the only one I still fully beat. And that's an easy recommend, because also on top of that, it's like a very zany atmosphere, has a lot of ideas and side quests that are very wacky going on. It's a very, like, you know, broad, like, if you were afraid, it's just simple Yakuza stuff that's maybe true of some of their earlier ones, but Zero and Onward have been pretty broad and fun. So I would recommend Yakuza Zero probably goes on sale often for, like, $5. So
Like a Dragon I've played. I think that one's cool. And I think, is that the one where you can get Sonic stuff in, like, you can like put a quarter in and get like a Sonic toy.
Gotcha. Yes. Sega often puts in like actual games you can play inside these things too, as like mini games. Like you can play the Daytona USAs and the Sonic Fighters and all this stuff too. And yeah, you often can collect collectibles like Sonic toys.
Bark the Polar Bear?
Oh, is it Bark the Polar Bear in there? I think Nick would like these games. And the creator is also the creator of Super Monkey Ball, correct?
Yeah, I believe that's the through line. And yeah, I don't think there's much comparison in Super Monkey Ball do this, aside from just maybe zaniness. Yeah. I mean, the Super Monkey Ball series kind of like went down its own downward spiral of quality. So why not just make a better game series, the Yakuza's of them all are pretty good.
I recently saw memes of the when the new Like a Dragon was coming out, of the creator from when he created Monkey Ball, where he was like, you know, and it was just like a slow descent into like him looking like his own Yakuza guy. Yeah. And I thought it was really funny.
It's great. You look him up when he's making Super Monkey Ball, he's like a dweebish Japanese game developer, what you would imagine. And then now he's like embracing the Yakuza fandom and his own style, and he's like wearing leopard print suits and like
leopard print or chain wallets. This guy rocks.
Okay. Yeah, the coolest guy of all time.
I might be playing Yakuza now.
Speaking his language.
Hearn, you said that you've been doing some Game Pass gaming. What console are we playing on? Or is it a console?
Ooh. It is. It's the Xbox One specifically. I have still not upgraded my Xbox One to a later Xbox Series. And then, in fact, occasionally now, the Xbox One home screen has a thing, like a link to go, like, hey, want to trade in your Xbox One? Which I don't think I've ever seen any console ever do that to someone before. Be like, you know, this is out of date, right? You don't want to keep playing on this. You want the new thing, right? But I, again, am quite low on money. I got the Xbox One in kind of a pretty sweet deal where, like, Kelsey, my partner, her coworker was leaving town and wanted to offload an Xbox, and he described it as an Xbox, and I thought he meant, like, the old school one. And I was like, yeah, I'll take that off your hands for free. Why not? Turned out he meant an Xbox One.
Whoa.
And I was quite happy with that because I haven't had a new Xbox since Xbox 360. So I've been playing Game Pass. Most of what I want to play on Game Pass essentially for that or my PC. So
yeah,
this one, though, all the games, including the one that I'm here to talk about, play pretty well on the Xbox One. I don't need to upgrade just yet.
It's kind of crazy that I have a Series S, which is just the download one. It's basically an Xbox One.
Yeah, it's the thing too of like, if I'm ever going to do the Xbox next generation, it's going to be the one that so I can do all the backwards compatibility stuff, because they do have like some interesting HD upgrades for their backwards compatibility, but it only kind of works with the discs. So if I do get it, it probably will be the more expensive version, but. Yeah, like the Xbox Series S, as far as I can tell, is just like a better running Xbox One, better hardware. But it's the same idea. It's the digital only of it all. But
yeah,
smooth systems.
So my mommy might be sending me a bunch of Xbox stuff because she's upgrading my little brother for his birthday.
Oh, no fair.
And if he's listening to this right now, turn it off. Turn it off right now. This is TVMA. And so she might be sending me some stuff, including like an Oculus.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. So I might be an Xbox guy for a while. I'm also playing Elden Ring on Xbox. That's where I bought it on, actually.
Man.
What?
You freaking guys playing Helldivers?
Shut up. And not yet. I wish. I want to. That's why I'm just jealous.
It should be.
I wanted to ask Hearn about
Yoda. Sorry,
I don't know who that is, but Hearn,
Yoda is?
I don't know who that is, but
you heard of Weird Al?
Oh, he's talking about yogurt. you've played Elden Ring, correct?
Yes, did not beat it. I actually ought to go back to it my own self one of these days.
What were you playing it on?
I have a PS5, is the big one. I did get that ASAP. I was pretty early on the PS5 train. Got Elden Ring day one from Best Buy with the steelbook. Drove home with it. Played it pretty strongly, too. Like, I was trying to get into it, and then I think I just eventually fell off. It's a pretty dense game.
It is really dense.
But I ought to get back to it, because even though it's dense, it's pretty accessible. I think it's still, like, one of the easier. We were talking a little bit about difficulty of Souls games, and I'm not sure how difficult Elden Ring actually gets, because I didn't get super far. But we were talking about ones where sometimes, like, you get into all the weeds, it gets even more difficult. Like, Bloodborne was that for me, where if you actually try to do all the DLC, it's hell. Whereas I feel like I beat Sekiro pretty relatively easily because it's all there. Like, I don't know. I through-lined it pretty relatively hard. But yeah, Elden Ring is really cool. I ought to go back to it on the PS5, see how it holds up still.
I wish I had it on PS5. I really do. You know this guy, Blindwolf?
It's been a bit. What about him? What is he up to? What's his deal?
He's just so, he's so cool.
I mean, love that guy. Still, a lot of cool things happening in Elden Ring. He's like a good guy that helps you, or is he one of the bosses you gotta like?
He's one of the good guys, Hearn.
Oh, all right.
And he's actually based on Guts for Berserk.
Ah. Oh, is that how you got the sword and everything?
No, I got it, and he was actually impressed I had it. He didn't say so, but he was impressed by tell. My fighting. I could
you
tell.
He was like, you were like just slightly moving the camera away, but you could see behind your back. He's like eyeing your sword. He's like, wish I had that sword.
Wait, yeah.
I've never seen Berserk, by the way. I know it's on Netflix, or at least it was. But I played the Dreamcast game, and that was my exposure to Berserk. And the Dreamcast game, you play as Guts, you have the big sword, and they put you in alleyways a lot. And they are very purposely, like, the hitboxes of the alleyways and that giant sword means you're hitting your sword all the time on walls and interrupting your own combos. It's a very hard-to-play hack and slash game.
That's so cool, because that's what I'm dealing with in Elden Ring at the moment.
That's what would happen in real life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, like a giant sword that you have to like train like it's the Olympics so you can even hold it, let alone use it. You're like, oh, my baby's too weak to carry this giant sword. No, I think 99% of humanity is too weak to carry that sword and use it.
I had to get from 12 strength to 31 strength. I had to murder so many things to get that.
Speaking of murder, it's time for our first segment. The price is fight. Ding, ding, ding. Oh my gosh, it's return of a classic segment that I invented.
100% no, that's not true. Me. No, okay, so it's the return of a segment that's mine.
I think I played this when I was on last time too, about DS games, right?
Probably
yeah. If you talked about Dragon Quest and stuff, yeah.
That's right. Well, I want to talk about something different this time. So don't even start.
Okay, sorry.
Don't even start. Okay. Michael Hearn, I understand that you had an experience recently on the real life Price is Right.
What an experience, yes. As of this recording, it's maybe the second last episode, but you can look it up. It's the March 1st, 2024 air date episode of The Price is Right, hosted by Drew Carey, that my partner Kelsey and I went to the taping of, because she basically manifested getting onto The Price is Right. She studied it for months. She looked up strategies. She designed her own like headwear and clothes for it, like made sure I was on board for everything. We were both unemployed, so it was easy to do. And we went to the taping location, and then she got on, and to use a video game term, she victory royale'd the whole Price is Right. She won everything. She beat that battle royale out of probably about 100 people, honestly. It wasn't that crowded at a taping. So you can watch that and see her win a bunch of stuff that just astonishes me. Still, I've been in disbelief for a month, and we've been having to keep it a secret for an NDA. Now telling people, it is the part where I am like, oh yeah, that's right. This doesn't normally happen for people. Most people don't win The Price is Right. It's surreal. But she won a couple of trips for us, which will be pretty fun. And a brand new car, which is like the signature thing to win on The Price is Right, or that you hope to win on The Price is Right. So,
and this is 100% real. This is so cool.
Yeah, this is not a bit. You can watch it on Paramount Plus as of now, CBS. There's even... there's YouTube clips of the episode now, and I went to look at the YouTube comments because I was very like afraid now of like, well, now we're brushing up against some internet fandom. What's going to happen? Of course, because it's The Price is Right, all the comments are like older people just being like, congrats to Chelsea for winning the trip. That's awesome. Or like just nice old people and maybe bots, whatever, just being weirdly nice. So best case scenario, I guess, of like what you'd get internet famedom from, which it still isn't much. It's a regular episode of The Price is White where someone wins. So it just happens to be my partner and soulmate. So it's pretty wild.
That's amazing. It's so cool. And I just wanted to keep this good luck streak going here by doing a classic
with
round.
The one
of...
who didn't win it.
yeah.
Didn't even get on.
Oh.
I'll try.
Okay.
Maybe that's the trick. It's my expertise is the video game version that Kelsey would have just fumbled at.
Did you get to meet Drew Carey?
I did. Very briefly. We shook hands. One of the trips we got is to Nashville. And he recommended us to a couple specific places in Nashville to check
Graceland.
Out. So that was pretty neat. Mm-hmm.
Graceland?
No, he didn't, actually.
He didn't say Graceland?
No, apparently not. Yes, he doesn't think much of it. He told it's like there's a place called Tootsie's. And then it's like that street that Tootsie's is on, which we'll be close to. We're staying at a Margaritaville Hotel in Nashville when we go there.
Damn. That's sick.
I've never been to Nashville too, and this will be fun. And we're also vegetarian. Kelsey has given me the go ahead that I can have Nashville barbecue when we're there. Because
nice.
How else am I going to have Nashville barbecue?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Murdered in his prime.
Oh, all right, P. Jimmy. Wait, no, but can you explain what is nutritarian?
Oh, it's like vegan essentially, but like there's also more limitations on it. It's like trying to stray away from like oils and wheat and like certain things. It's basically just our way of saying it's vegan, but it's for dietary reasons rather than we're animal lovers or anything. I could give a crap about an animal, but no, it's just a diet that we follow.
Oh, well, respect. Thank you. So anyway, I got a really cool segment here. It's super original. We are going to check if you guys know the price of some for Persona merchandise.
Ooh. Oh, ooh. Merchandise specific too. Uh-oh.
Don't look it up.
Hearn, just so you know why I'm upset with Nick and very angry with him, I was going to do this segment for my...
same category?
No.
Oh, okay. We can still do it.
Oh, thanks.
That's right. For the price of one.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Look, we have only so many segments on this show.
We each.
Call of Duty Corner is all yours, dude. Go for it.
No, I don't want that.
Go for it. So this is a Persona 5 Figma hero. It's like
Joker.
A little... it says Figma on Amazon, and I don't know anything about these games. So that's a statue. I'll read you the specs of it.
Statue figurine. Okay.
Hearn, that was Joker, correct?
Maybe. I didn't get it. It was off of his phone, so it's kind of thing. And again,
he is doing a bad job. I agree, Hearn.
No. Hey, Tyler.
Yeah, it probably was. Yeah, I think it was Joker, and I'm not looking it up, but it is like... I will say this, and I was trying to explain it all on the Persona thing of it. I'm pretty new to Persona myself, so this is where I'm not going to be an expert at any of this. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, that character's obviously more expensive than the other character. Like, really won't know. And
okay.
Even then, Joker, I probably had more experience from, like, Smash and stuff before I played Persona 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, Tyler, why so serious? okay, so here's the helpful information. The product dimensions are 1LX 0.5WX 5.9H, and the item weight is 166 grams.
He's not even doing it right.
Very helpful there, yeah.
Five number of pieces.
Number of pieces?
Yeah.
There's like a figurine and things you can clip on it, like Joker style.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's also 12 left in
pieces
stock.
Like Jack Nicholson, who also played the Joker.
It's true.
Ooh.
$65, Nick. I don't freaking know, dude.
Yeah, cool.
I'm going to undercut Tyler just because I feel like this should be a common one. I'm going to go with 40.
Tyler, you are correct.
65?
No, it's higher, but you won is what I should have said.
So her Price is Fight rules is not Price of Right rules. It's whoever's closest. Gotcha.
All right, so I can go over if I feel like it. Not going to do a $1 situation.
You could.
Right. You could.
I could if I think something's worth a dollar. How much was it for real?
$74.95, and in fact, it's on sale, 32% off. It's normally $109.99.
Damn.
Which is too much money.
Yeah, you'd be a fool not to buy it, though.
Okay, here's another cool one. We're going to eBay, all right? Get ready for an eBay. We have a Prime 1 Studio Persona 5 Joker.
Persona 5 Joker.
Quarter scale statue.
The rest of the show.
So this is another statue.
He became a cat for a millisecond when he was just Persona.
It's a statue, okay, so, and I think it comes with that poster too.
You think?
Poster.
This is definitely Joker.
Yeah, this one definitely advertises Joker all over the place for it.
Yeah.
So it's a single statue again, but it also comes with poster. Probably more stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at the full description right now.
Okay.
One Persona 5 designed theme base, two switchable portraits, mask and unmasked. Maybe there's no poster. It might just be the statue, but he's got two different looks. And there's also one left, so you better act fast.
Ooh.
What are our guesses?
82.
I will go with 120.
Tyler, you are wrong.
I don't do that in mine.
It's Michael Hearn. Like I'm on the Price is Right. Those are the sound effects and everything.
Michael Hearn, you guessed 120. You crushed it. This is a whopping $769.
Jesus.
I'll be buying that later tonight.
Yeah. Only one left. You better get on it.
Yeah, you got to get that Persona statue.
I know. You're telling me, brother. Now we're going to my favorite website, buyanime.com, where we are looking at an incredible sale. I'll give you that hint on statue of Aegis.
This is a Persona free character as well.
A Robo Lady. Yeah, so this is a bust of her, 1-to-1 scale, by the way. So this is a big one.
Oh wow. So
I'll tell you the sale price. What are our guesses?
I'm not 20 bucks.
Tyler, you're not even trying.
I'm not even trying anymore.
I'll go with a solid grand. One foul. One stack.
Baby Tyler Schnapp. You're wrong again. $20, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with $20? Can you even take the rules of your own game seriously, please? Hearn, you crushed this one again. Nice. The sale price of this 1-to-1 Aegis bust is $3,780. Normally it goes for almost
$6,000. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't know what Kelsey would get madder at if I spent that much money on that, or when it actually gets unboxed and she sees what it is, which is a real life sized robot made semi-scantily clad looking woman. That's insane. That's too much money for that. People shouldn't do that.
Yes, I wish should. I had the I money to waste.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Oh, to have the money to waste.
Yeah.
What a fantastic segment. Thank you guys for playing, except for Tyler at the end there. He really ruined the game.
And now it's time for my segment. It's the same segment.
Yay. Oh, man, I can't wait to tell Kelsey I have twice as many prices right wins than she does. So mine are prices fight, actually, so they're more aggressive.
So I've been looking at minifigures online.
Lego?
Just a, what?
Lego?
Nope. Minifigures of the dork games I've been playing. So Elden Ring, Baldur's Gate, things like that.
Gotcha.
They're releasing Dungeons & Dragons Lego minifigures later this year. I'm so excited.
Interesting.
I'm so excited.
Are these like, for minifigures, are these like, what size are we talking? Are we talking like Warhammer-ish?
32, like yes. Warhammer-ish, 32 millimeters, things like that. Mm. Now, I got my brother one of these for Christmas a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
One-to-one is... scale, ages bust.
No. This is from...
Many does someone.
Etsy does a lot of 3D prints, so we're going to Etsy. This is, of course, the famous character, Let Me Solo Her, who's the naked guy with a pot on his head with two swords.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see him.
That's this a
fun
is
one.
32 millimeters, Let Me Solo Her miniature.
Her?
How much do we think just a regular mini is?
Gosh, this is kind of hard to qualify. How do I put a value on someone else's art? $15.
I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to go 20.
It's $7.99.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Gosh, I love when we play by these rules.
Yeah, it's pretty great. so that's just to give you an idea about how some of these things go.
That could help.
Now, this is a Karlach figure from the game Baldur's Gate 3.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, mini detail.
This is actually... yes, so this is a minifig. I'm going to select a finish to see the price, and it will be the fully painted.
Oh.
So you can get it fully painted.
Mm-hmm.
How much do we think a Karlach figure like this goes for?
May I just say, I love the idle animation when Karlach is just kind of standing there, and then she kind of starts hopping around on one foot. It's like, yeah, she's rearing. She's ready to go.
Yeah.
$55.
Hearn?
I'm going to go with $30.
Pains me to say. Nick, you nail on the head. It is $319.
Jesus. Wow. Dang.
Yes. And so, okay. I'm going to give you an option for another Karlach figure. This is a different one. This is a different Karlach figure. But this one has more options. And this is why I bring it up. Because we can go style, that we can go size. And I'm gonna stick to 32 millimeters, right? Quantity, one. But the style, we have safe for work, non-safe for work,
ooh,
topless, flaccid, or erect.
And this is all for Karlach?
This is all for Karlach. This is a fan-made thing on Etsy.
Wow.
So,
living in a new age, gentlemen.
Living in a new age. So,
may I just say, I'm here for it.
Now, what option would we like? Should we go not safe for work? Or do we want to go flaccid? Or erect?
I'll let Hearn take this one.
Okay. I feel like I'm just out of my own curiosity. I want to know what the not safe for work does to the price value of this.
Me too.
That's only why. That's not entirely why. And just so we could, if we could go back and check, does the Aegis also have a not safe for work option?
Unfortunately, I just had not.
Research. Just out of research. Oh, all right.
Yeah, no. Tyler already looked it up.
I already looked it up to see.
That's why it was on sale, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So how much do we think a not safe for work 32 millimeter minifigure of Karlach is?
Mm.
not going to say my instinct, which is $1 million.
Okay. Earn?
Yeah, I'll snipe in. I'll go with 1500, and it assuredly puts you on some sort of watch list as well.
Sure.
1501.
I've been prices righted.
Hearn? A Karlak, not safe for work, 35mm. Millimeter. A little minifig. $9. You win.
Wow.
No!
That was a lot less work than I would have expected for someone so customizable and saucy. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, we didn't ask how much the flaccid one went for.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, also, they probably save on packaging because they give it to you in an alleyway in a brown paper bag instead of like a big casing. Yeah.
Some of my greatest Etsy purchases have come that way.
Pretty sure that's how I got my mother free card that way. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, Tyler, great take on an old classic segment.
Great take, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks. Nothing to say about yours, but
I just enjoyed participating in both,
and that's what matters, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And Nick is a thief.
Freaking Gollum over here,
thief.
I was watching The Hobbit. Bad.
Yeah, I won't do them.
Hobbit Unexpected Journey. I liked it more than I thought I was going to on revisiting it, but is it good? No.
I forgot Gollums would be in those.
Yeah, Gollums would be in them. Only one scene, but it's like the best scene.
Yeah, where they're in the lake.
You can clearly tell that it's the first thing they filmed because it's better than the rest of the movie. They were on their A game. It looks good.
I was about to say.
Which movie is it in, the second one?
The first one. Hobbit, really Unexpected Journey. You know why you might not remember it? Because that movie is 2 hours and 50 minutes long. The first one.
Can't do it. I have not watched any of the Hobbit movies. I've only seen Lord of the Rings once, and if I ever go back and rewatch the Lord of the Rings, it'll just be like a week or so that I have to like block out to do it. I can't do it.
What the heck is it with these spicy Lord of the Rings takes on the show right now? This happened last week with Jeremy, too. Brutal.
Oh, really? What was his take?
He said the extended editions are worse.
Ah.
It was,
yeah.
Look, everyone's free to have their own opinion. Even when they're wrong.
Take Tyler, us to break your my segment. Precious.
You didn't say the
code. Jacking out.
Thank you. We'll be right back after these messages to talk about our game of the week, Persona 3. Reload. Bye.
Greetings, Commander Jeremy.
Greetings, Commander Connor.
And I'm Otacon.
We are here to spread the news about our Mass Effect Games Club on patreon.com/supernpcradio.
Whether you're Aquarian, Solarian, or Vegetarian, you can play along with the show as we cruise through Mass Effect 1 and discuss our journey on a new podcast episode every Friday.
You can listen to the entire thing by supporting us at the $5 DJ Toad tier and above at patreon.com/supernpcradio.
Call me a paragon or rent Renegade, if you're nasty.
Hey guys, look, here comes Garrus. He's so hot.
Why don't you try and romance him?
Here he comes now.
Hello, humans. Something smells a little funny.
It's piss. I'm sorry.
Yuck. Well, Otacon, it was worth a shot.
Who could have predicted that?
Check out the Mass Effect Games Club over at patreon.com/supernpcradio.
And we're back. Persona 3 Reload is a role-playing game developed and published by Atlus. Remake of Persona 3, which is the fourth game in the Persona franchise, itself a part of the Megami Tensei franchise. Shin Megami Tensei. The player controls the protagonist, not the guy from Tenet. Now, this protagonist is a high school student whose parents were killed in a car wreck. The protagonist gains the ability to summon a persona, the physical manifestation of his spirit. Mm-hmm. Protagonist must go to high school while facing off against demons, shadows, and other personas. Remake was released. Huh? Shadows. The remake was released in February 2024 across all consoles and received positive reviews, though some critics disliked the omission of the game's female protagonist, as well as the music. Ooh. Michael Hearn, I understand Persona 3 Reload is one of your favorite games.
It's at the moment, and I'll go with that. I'm getting into it more than I expected. First of all, great Tenet joke. No one's done that one yet to me, and that really got me. And I forget that it is like name. First of all, interesting that there would have been a female version. They did not give that option for this. Yeah. And I did name the protagonist after me, Michael Hearn. So everyone is calling me Hearn in this game, as they do in real life. But yeah, I have never really gotten into a Persona game or Shin Megami Tensei offshoot. I own plenty of them. And I never really gave it much of a chance. I think I even probably have a copy of Persona 3 FES for PS2 and maybe never really tried it. So when this came to Game Pass in February, I was like down to try it just to see if like the quality of life of it all, the Game Pass of it all, it's free. Might as well see what if it'll hook me. And surprisingly, this time it did. And from what I can tell, I'm talking to a friend of mine who's like really into the series. And his attitude is that 5 is usually the favorite for newcomers because it has more of a hook. It has more like construction to its dungeon crawling, which admittedly this one is very repetitive dungeon crawling. But what I got out of this more because I'm giving myself the time, because I do have the time because I'm unemployed, is that the meta game really isn't the dungeon crawling and the RPG stuff, even though that is pretty expansive. It's more about the story elements, which are like you're in high school, you're dating around, you're meeting people, you're building relationships, you're trying to keep these relationships strong, and you're trying to keep relationships with the people that you go into these weird dark world battles with strong as well. And I don't know, like it's all a slow burn because like you have to build up these relationships over like a whole year, but it surprisingly gets to you at times when you're like, this person I watched grow in front of me came to this revelation about themselves, and it really gets you. I'm pretty close to the end, so I've already seen a lot of like people and friendships that I've really learned to cherish change. And also, you get to date around in high school, which is something I never got to do, and it felt really cool to date around.
Nice. Is it true that you shoot yourself in the head in this game?
Yes, that's the Everblade thing too. Yes, in the dark world, which again they drop it kind of weird. Again, I don't know how they've explained it before in other Personas very well. In this one, like early on, you're like meeting the people you're going to go to school with and hang out in a dorm with, and eventually fight demons with. And this girl has a gun like holstered. And you kind of like it makes a big to do out of like, what the hell? Why is there a gun? Because Japan gun laws are a lot more lax than in America. If this was in America, you just see a girl with a gun and be like, all right, cool. Where are we going? Like, yeah. Barbecue?
Oh, she's got a permit, I assume.
Yes, exactly. She's, standing your ground. I get it.
Yeah.
No, and so there is a weirdness to it, but it is a thing that in the dark world of this game, to unleash the personas, which are basically like your magical spirits that can do specific attacks, the characters take out the gun from a holster, put it to their head, which they have a variety of ways they do it. It's not just to the temple. Some people do it under the chin. Some people like
there's way too high a chance of surviving it.
Yeah. Let's tell people how to properly shoot themselves in the head.
I'll tell them how not to.
Fine. But basically, when you do that, instead of actually shooting a bullet into your head and killing yourself, it instead is like unleashing the demon. And there's some like there's a lot of like the discussion of like some degree of like health and mental health and like vitality of life and all this stuff. But yeah, that's you see it a lot when you play this game, like a lot to do your magical attacks is a lot of people shooting themselves in the head.
Wow.
Cool.
It's graphic. But I mean, it's not bloody. I don't know. It's weird.
not for the reason you just stated, but this is the most compelling argument I've heard for this game. I have to tell you that relationship stuff, that's the most that's made me want to play one of these games. Because I have been told to play the game, and I have been told specifically to start with Persona 5. I don't know anything about this franchise, really. But what you're describing with, like, the relationships and how it can take place over a year, I'm not even kidding. That is what I wanted out of a game like Hogwarts Legacy. Part of the reason that I wasn't willing to play that game anymore, besides the fact that I could have got canceled for it, is that it's just so surface level. I love the idea of, like, going to the school and you do the semester, there's missions in there, and then you go back and then you come back or something like that, like actually playing into the dynamics of going to school. It's weird when that doesn't get paid off.
Yeah, no, and I mean, there's a role-playing element for, like, American audiences, for sure, of, like, there are Japanese specifics that you get to experience as you live out the school year, or specific field trips that you probably wouldn't do the exact same version of in America.
Yeah.
Obviously, originated in Japan, so maybe for Japanese students, it's just fun to, like, go on, like, adventures with people who are, like, different versions of the stereotypes, or anime versions of people that you know in high school. Like, maybe you know the jock in your high school or whatever, but instead you know the robot girl from your high school or whatever.
I had a robot girl in my high school, though.
Me too, actually. That's weird. No,
so just not me, all right. Damn.
We all had one.
Yeah, I got a robot roommate right now.
Maybe mine just didn't think I was cool enough to reveal that to me. That's
They're usually not very cool.
Yeah. All right, good to know.
Austin Powers' girlfriend was a robot.
She was a fembot. Thank you.
Sorry.
Also, his wife, excuse you, girlfriend.
And also his wife. Thank you, Hearn.
Oh my gosh, I am in so much trouble today. So what's this thing? There's personas like a Pokemon or what?
No! I mean, that's basically the battle system. Is you get into fights with these demons. You don't know their weaknesses from the first time you fight them. You can eventually, like, mostly you're doing it by trial and error from what elements you can fight against. But after a couple turns, you can also, like, use a sort of a controller person's ability to check and find out what their weakness is, if they have one, or if they're just, like, what things they are, like, immune to, or even, like, gain health from when you use. And it's very, like, apropos of, like, some of the basic elements of, like, there's fire, ice, electric, but then there's also, like, physical attacks like slashing, shooting, punching, and then there's stuff like darkness and light. And it's a pretty easy variant of Pokemon, because at least for the protagonist you can hold up to like 10 personas, so it's very easy to just compile all the personas you ever need with different fighting abilities. And then just have, like, whatever sidekicks you think are cool, and you can use their abilities too. And that's normal RPG stuff, where there's, like, limit breaks and all-out attacks and stuff, where everyone can fight when the enemy is knocked out or something. So,
yeah.
Very turn-based RPG-style fighting in this dungeon crawling. It's very, like, bare minimum, randomly generated, like, hundreds of floors.
I turned this on right before I got rid of Game Pass, just to see what it looked like. Didn't get very far. I might go back, but I would need to finish Persona 5 first, I think.
Yeah, I feel like this is the main thing too, of, like, I don't want to, like, dip one in and dip out. I need to commit to this so I can actually see it through. Otherwise, I will lose it. Yeah. Especially now that I'm getting close to the end, and I'm like, well, I've seen a lot of my friendships, and so now I'm just, like, wrapping up the story, which is, you know, an interesting story, weird stuff going on in this crazy town. But I mean, all the interpersonal stuff is what you're really kind of doing it for. And I imagine you lose that if you, like, let it go too long, or you forget about it and you forget about why you're invested in it. And yeah, I imagine from what little I know about Persona 5 is, at least there's some interesting hooks there, and the dungeons there are supposed to be cool too.
Yeah. And they got a cool anime for it and mangas and stuff.
Yeah, and the style of these games has always been a selling point too. It's very anime, very bright, very pastel, a lot of flashy UIs. Like, it's really, it's a whole vibe to itself. It's pretty enticing.
How's the music in Persona 3?
So I don't have much to go on. Some fans are upset about the music. I will say music is incredibly catchy to such a degree that and here's the thing, there's not a lot of variety in the music. Mm-hmm. There's a part in the game where I'm playing through a season of school and every day the same song plays over and over and over again. And Kelsey has been walking in and out and like humming the music because it's changed that in her head. Then I do a summer vacation with all my pals, get back to the new season, the new semester school, and the song of the day has changed.
Mm.
And it was like jarring to me that after getting used to that song, and now suddenly there's a whole different vibe just because they're playing a different song repeatedly ad nauseum for the rest of the game now. But I think the music is catchy. I like it all. There's some silliness to it too, because like you'll get into a battle and the music starts off a battle as you would with baby, 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 baby. Like it's a very random, like anime jarring, like theme song for your battles. Oh,
yeah. Sounds right up Tyler's alley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Baby Tyler. I think they just cut out the Tyler for the US version, because that's just a deep cut reference us US audiences wouldn't get.
Yeah. People named Tyler in Japan. It's a lot more. Yeah. They outweigh the ones in America.
Definitely.
But there are quite a few Tyler Schnipples.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to derail this convo in such a major way, but I've been sitting on this. I gotta say it. I got a Lord of the Rings hot take too.
Oh my god.
I think that the Two Towers is the worst extended edition. I think the Fellowship of the Ring extended edition is actually the best. I feel like I disagree when people say the Fellowship is the best one in general. I still think it's Return of the King. It's got ending fatigue, but it's amazing. But I think that the Return of the King and the Fellowship of the Ring have extended editions that really add content. And the Two Towers has way too many like joke scenes where the quality dip is noticeable.
Well, you don't like when Merry and Pippin find a soggy house full of weed. And they go, hee-hee-hee-hee.
Actually, I kind of like that one. The one where they drink water and temporarily try to get taller than each other, that was one that I didn't feel like I needed as much.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad you derailed it.
Oh, I like when the Uruk-hai run away from Helm's Deep and they get beaten up by the trees. That's a nice addition.
Yeah. Hearn, any thoughts here?
I have not seen these movies in quite some time. I probably would go with that. Yeah. I'll defer to the experts.
Thank you.
I agree with it. I just liked seeing it because that's the one I've seen the least. So
yeah.
There should be more intermingling. You know what's funny in Lord of the Rings? None of like there's no intermingling and dating. Whereas in this and Persona, you can straight up like date a bunch of people all at the same time, and they are like people you're going into battling demons with in the underworld, or the track girl at your high school. Like it's very random.
That rocks.
Yeah.
Who should I date?
Ooh. See, let me go with this. The first girl in the game that I started a relationship, I chose kind of out of love because I was like, well, I want it to be special. My first one. So, I chose this girl named Yuko, who is a track meet girl, but because we would always be bonding by helping out these like kids, these middle schoolers, like run around the track and coach them. And it was just this nice thing of like, she would be a good mom. She would be good with kids. I bet she's kind of maternal, and that's working for me as a high schooler. Right. So I chose her.
It's a good thing to think about in high school for sure. Yeah. It's just going to be a good wife for me.
Yeah, exactly. Like got to lock this down, and she's cute. So I locked that down, and then after that, I was like, well, whatever fish turn to sea. So I went with the shy girl. I went with the girl that I worked with, you know, always wise to dip your pen in company ink.
Yeah, that's always, it's never gone wrong in history. Yeah.
And I'm wrapping up, but I believe I'll make my last date will be the robot girl, Aegis.
That's cool.
Yes.
And now I wanted to ask, who's that persona that I would date? Because they're kind of like Pokemon.
Just steal my segment?
No, I didn't.
That's true. I didn't answer Nit's question. You don't date the personas, you date people, and some of them are not playable characters, some of them
are. But if you could.
But if you could, oh, that's fair. I mean, there is one called Lovers, where it's like, that's kind of their bread and butter, I guess, is being loved on. But you know what? I think I see, for you, Nick, I see the priestess. I see royalty in your future.
Ooh.
The one who can heal. The one who's always there to support their party. And I don't know. I think Nick, you're kind of a bad boy. I think you date the devils of this persona world.
Yeah.
The succubi like and all that.
That was really nice of you to say, Gerd. I know you didn't mean it, but that was so nice of you to say.
I am kind of a bad boy. I'm definitely the bad boy of this podcast.
Oh, no.
I'm very punk. A lot of people don't know that.
Mm.
Punk, hardcore, that's me.
Yeah. What?
Go Gag, on. Apex Predator.
Great.
These are my favorite bands. Yeah, cool. Good transition, Tyler. Man. Hearn, is there anything else that you want to share with us about Persona 3 that's on your mind?
I mean, just like I think it's just I don't know, it's a good RPG that I'm surprised it takes a lot of time and investment, like I'm 30 hours in, but I still feel like that's on the lighter side of these. I think it's just if you know that the drip feed of the fun of it is that you're going in and checking in every day and doing something to try to build towards an ending, it helps a lot more than wanting instant gratification. So, you know, that's all I have to say about that. But it is fun. I'm having a good time with it. I'm hoping to finish it up.
Sincerely, I think I'm going to get this game. And I feel like this is nice. The theme of my year is on this show so far, learning about new games I want to play, like this, Final Fantasy VII, Barbie Detective. That, huh? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I love these games, these new games that all just came out. Now, Michael Hearn, it sounds like you're a fan of Persona 3 Reload right now, but have you ever been inside Persona 3 Reload right now?
No, and not right now, not ever.
Not ever.
That, I'd say that.
Not ever. I don't see it for the foreseeable future unless you throw me like a real twist here.
Well, Hearn, we thought you'd say that because that's the twist of the show.
The twist is that you have to go into it and confront your fears.
Confront your fears.
Does that sound good?
Does that sound good
yes.
to you?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll choose to be the protagonist for this as well, just like how John David Washington chose to be the protagonist and didn't.
The greatest improv in cinematic history. I ordered my hot sauce an hour ago.
Hot sauce?
Yes, that is the take they use that, in the movie.
Here we go.
It's the first day of school, but I don't know. I don't know what type of... I can't get a read on this school. It's new. It's Japanese, which must be different from the US, but I don't know how. But I hope I can fit in here. Me. Mr. Pro T Agonist.
Pro, you'll be fine. It's just school. Also, I was wondering, now that I've shown you all around the campus, would you want to go on a date with me?
You know, yes, but I got to keep my social card open, so I'm going to say yes to you, and I just hope you don't see me say yes to like 3, 4, 7 other girls around school, but yes,
I hope
yes,
not.
I will. Cool. Yeah, me too.
Hey, Protagonist, thanks for helping me teach these middle schoolers how to run.
You're welcome, Yuko. I'll catch up with you later.
Wait, before you go, this might sound a little out of nowhere since we just met today, but
sure,
would you want to go out with me sometime?
Yeah, you know what? Yes, because I think I see a future with us. I'm only 16 and I just started high school, but I think you're the one for me, Yuko.
That's hi, sorry.
A flag.
Protagonist, you barely walked away from me when you did that. I saw the whole thing.
Oh, you saw that, huh? Oh, I mean, you can't you blame me?
You should watch yourself.
Is that a gun that you're holstering? Do you have a permit, or is Japan like allowing this now? I just sworn.
Specifically, Japan and this school are allowing me to have this gun. Yes.
Whistle, whistle. Japanese hall monitor coming through. Hey, you kids are supposed to be in class. It's first period.
Oh, you're right. All right. I gotta get to class. I'm sorry, everyone. Let's put a pause in all the relationship stuff going on, which you can always do. I'll get back to every one of you later.
Hey, before you go, I know I'm just a hall monitor and I just busted you on your first day, but would you want to go out sometime?
You know, I love a man in uniform.
We cut to a date at a restaurant with these two.
Sorry about that. I saw somebody walking over to use the bathroom. Yeah. I needed to make sure they had a pass.
Yeah, I loved how you yelled at our waiter for rushing too much. That's good. You know, I gotta say, all this stuff about this high school and this town I'm in, it's really interesting. Are you sure there's nothing like darker going on? Like there's no demons that come out at night that I have to fight with the people that I live with at my dorm? Because I don't know. I feel like that's too much responsibility. I really just want to focus on building these and flourishing these relationships with the people around me and getting to know a side of myself by how I relate to everyone around. Like you, the two girls I met just now, probably more people in this town. I think that ramen chef is giving me a wink.
Hey, stop winking at my man.
I like how you stood up for me. That's definitely adding a notch in my points for you.
I don't think you need to worry about demons, dog. I think you just got to hang out and be a real normal high school kid like me.
Wow, that's a relief, honestly, because I can only imagine how weird it is to be like going to sleep and then suddenly you're in a dark underworld fighting demons. And I don't know, like, how would you even summon the things you need to fight demons? Probably just magic, right? You just like, hey, angel or persona, help me out here. You don't have to do anything drastic, right?
All right, here's two ramens. I brought them over as slow as I could.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mr. Pro, I am looking forward to our date later in the evening.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I hope you don't mind that I'm taking a date in front of you as well, hall monitor. I mean, can you blame me? I'm the new kid in town, and I got to check out all my options, so.
Oh, no, I get it. Hey, I think I should use my line on the waiter now.
I think shoot your shot, yeah.
Hey, I ordered my hot sauce an hour ago.
Shoots him in the head.
That was Tenet style, so instead the bullet comes out of his head. What?
Oh, hello. I'm Robert Pattinson.
Hey, Robert, I know we just met, but you talked to me in bed. Man, what an exhausting day of 50 dates. Just hope I can get some rest before a big day at school tomorrow where I have to study and learn and take tests like a normal high schooler. I hope I don't have to battle demons in my sleep.
Honey, come back to bed.
I said no. I gotta take my rest. I'm a growing boy.
Oh, father.
See Robert Pattinson is preparing for the Pooh Bear movie.
I'm loving this new character. I hope you don't mind me walking around the room without any pants on.
That's very not safe for work.
I'm British, so that means no underwear.
Ah, yes. That probably we never figured out if that cost extra or not, that you're not safe for work. But you know what, Robert Pattinson, either way, you earned that money.
We cut to a protagonist fighting demons in the persona world. Baby.
Oh yeah, now this is it. This is how I'm doing it. Oh yeah. Fighting, splashing, and now summoning.
Oh god. Oh my god.
I must have done it wrong because I survived that. I think someone was trying to tell me how to do it correctly by not doing it incorrectly, but somehow I'm survived. Okay.
We see the personas all come over. Oh my god, are you all right, dude?
You know, I know I just met all of you personas now, but would you all like to go on an 11 person date at this great ramen place I know? That would really get me out of this doldrum that I'm in, where obviously I just attempted suicide in front of all of you. And I feel I'm just lonely.
Well, I mean, I don't know that they allow the lovers and demons into a ramen shop.
That's the ramen shop. Table for 13.
That's us. All right, okay. Everyone.
You and...
Oh, let me introduce them all off the top of my head. Lovers, demons,
hi.
Priestesses,
hi.
Emperors,
hi.
Fools,
hi.
Ice people, fire hi. People, hi. Electric people, maniacs,
hi.
Robert Pattinson, of course.
Hello, love.
And the Three Stooges. So they are all individual.
Boink, boink.
All right, you guys cut it out. Calm down. I said yes to all of you. No need to fight over a little old me.
Excuse me. Do you have a pot of honey I could eat?
Sorry,
the
only table we have is very long, and we'll have to sit you in the very middle if that's all right, Mr. Pro Tiagonist.
Sure. I mean, has there ever been another pro Tiagonist in history that's sat in the middle of a table with upwards of 11 people on his side, knowing that one of them might betray them for, I don't know, fame?
Not in Japan. Oh, wait, okay, it looks like enough. Somebody else is coming in. I guess you have an unexpected guest.
Whoa.
Hi, it's me, Shadow.
Out of the shadows, Team Shadow. Oh, my God. And you have a gun for other reasons that have already been established, so that's fair.
Yes.
I'm not shocked by your gun.
No need to be. May I have a seat?
Yeah, Robert, I hate to do this to you, but you're already, like, pantsless, and they wouldn't let you sit down anyway. They think you're going to dirty up the chair, so just let, if you can let Shadow take your spot, that'd be downright proper of you.
Oh, bother.
We cut to Central Perk. Oh, my God. I have to tell you all about something. I betrayed my lover.
Could I be any more disappointed? Hey, Gunther, another round over here. Oh!
Gunther had a gun.
Well, that was great. We'll do some quick plugs and we'll get you out of here.
Hey. Yes. You can look at my website, michaelchern.com, to look at all my short films. You can go to Twitter at Michael C. Hearn. That's where I am, Twitter or at, if you're nasty. And if you'd like to watch the episode of The Price is Right, where Kelsey Wright, my partner, gets caught on up quite early, wins everything, leaves none for anyone else, and I'm there in the audience, very amazed. You can watch the March 1st, 2024 episode on Paramount Plus, CBS, probably YouTube at some point. And yeah, it's a fun episode just in general. It's an entertaining show. We watched two straight months of it before we got it. We're still watching it occasionally. It's a very fun show. Drew does a very good job hosting. And fake Drew.
Thank you, Drew, and thank you, Michael Hearn. Always a pleasure to have you here. You can follow me on X at @Nick_Costanza. And at Nick Costanza on everything else. You can follow the podcast at Reactivators on all the socials. You can always rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Tyler?
Schnep69 on other stuff. Instagram, Tylord, SCH.
Super NPC Radio. That's the Patreon we're a part of. A bunch of good shows over there. Have fun.
This has been another episode of Reactivator. See you next time.
Maria.